guaranteed and maybe a little higher quality.
So just in case.
It's going.
Right. That would be great.
Okay, we'll try to tune in my office. So nice to meet you guys.
Yeah, you too.
So, with the microphones, they can move anywhere you want them to move, okay? And the mic little piece itself, I don't know if you can see mine, but this can go up and down as well. And so I try and keep it right in front of me. And it's a pretty directional mic, so within a couple of inches of my mouth.
There we go.
It will catch everything that I want to say. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to talk. We're just going to chat, you know? Get your message out. I have some talking points in front of me, and we've got two breaks. And so whatever we don't hit on the first, we're going to hit on the second, you know? Okay. So can I just ask you to explain what the farm place is, you know, in the beginning, like to get that message out about what it's all about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
Who do you want me to direct it to someone specific to begin with? Maybe or can I direct it to Sarah?
I'm happy to jump in, but you've been around the longest. I think you understand the beginnings of it maybe more.
Okay. We can totally do that.
I'm happy to jump in, too.
We're going to wing it.
You go ahead.
Yeah,
okay. And then I'll start.
WFRN, your friend of the family, and my name is Melanie. Happy to be with you, and as promised, surprise, I have guests in the studio, and I'm very excited because I challenged you a minute ago to go to farmplace.org. To me, this is a new ministry, and to me, it's brilliant. It's absolutely amazing. So I would love for you to meet Sarah Clarkson. She is the vice president. Am I correct on that, Sarah?
That's correct.
Awesome. And then Elvis. And Elvis, you have been in the foster system in the past. Am I right?
That is correct.
Awesome. So Elvis is here with us today. And then Kyle Phillip, you're on the board for the farm place.
I am.
Absolutely. I love it. And so, okay, I'm going to put Sarah. Can I put you on the spot for a second?
Sure.
Okay, because this is new to me again. I would love for you to share the farm place, like the mission, the vision of it, because when you get a hold of it, everybody's going to want to be a part of it because it's just incredible. Can you speak into that?
Sure. The farm place, we have a foster home that has, I believe, 6 bedrooms and has housed quite a few children, foster children. And right now we're working on building an animal companionship center that will house visitation rooms and allow children to have a private space to visit with their families and use as
just to bridge the gap, I'm thinking.
Yeah, for just more of a stress free place.
Yes.
To have visitations with their families.
And
be able to interact with animals.
Yes, because like my kids, they grew up having, at one point we had 3 dogs in the house, you know, we had 3 kids and they each kind of had their own dog, you know, and their dog related specifically to them. And if my kids were stressed out, if they had a test coming up the next day, I mean, literally they could go and just chill with their dog, with their animal, and it would just kind of relieve that anxiety. It is amazing what animals can do to help people walk through challenging situations. And I love that you're taking foster children and partnering them with a beautiful animal facility. That's so cool. Like, I don't know of another place that does this. Mm-hmm. Is this in Elkhart? Where do people find this?
It is in LaGrange.
In LaGrange. Okay. And so you say that there is a house and that's for the foster children, and you're working now on the barn.
That's
Am I right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So can we, all of us amazing WFRN family members, help with that barn? Like, what is it that you need to take the next step to be able to bridge this gap, to have the animals with the children, to give them that comfort that they need to continue to walk through life?
What we need right now is donations to be able to complete the facility, the barn, and the parking lot, landscaping.
Okay.
When COVID hit, prices rose exponentially.
We ended up
needing to start building the barn just in phases. We put up the shell, then we started on the inside as we raised the money because we operate without debt.
Okay.
So we are just doing projects as the money is raised. Mm-hmm. So we still need probably a little under $200,000 to finish everything and furnish it so that we can start using the facility.
And so on farmplace.org, is there a place where someone can donate?
There is. There's an address under donor opportunities. There is an address where you can send in checks, or there's a link to our PayPal where you can donate online.
So, Elvis, you grew up in the foster system. What would it have... I'm just going out on a limb and saying that this is not the scenario that you grew up in of having the safe place and then the barn and all of the animals. What do you think that would have been like to experience something like that?
Sure. And I can definitely speak to like the benefits, to some of the benefits that the barn will... will give to these kids, because and I can start with a little bit of my story, I guess, to to help it make sense.
Absolutely.
I was born in Alaska, and up until I was 10, all of my younger years, my biological parents were drug and alcohol addicts, and life was just terrible. And I, I'm the oldest of six siblings, and we definitely didn't get the love, the attention that we needed. And once in 2010, when we were finally taken from my biological parents, the state took us out and put us into foster care. My first foster home, the couple, they actually, they lived out of town, and they did have some animals. They had bunnies. They had they had a dog, a very playful dog. I remember him very well, and I definitely played with him a lot.
Right.
We had chickens, different animals, and I definitely enjoyed just the comfort that they gave, especially the bunnies. I mean, you could cuddle them, and they just they didn't care.
Exactly, they loved it. You could love on them.
So I can definitely speak from experience, and it wasn't. Unfortunately, with my story, I was bounced around a couple different foster homes, but my last and final home, the home in which I was adopted in, they as well, they lived out of town, off the grid, in the bush of Alaska, and they had several animals and a large garden, several animals, as in lots of chickens, bunch of cats. We had several dogs, bunch of little Shiba Inus, and they were just so fun to pet and to be around. And we also had a larger dog. I can't remember the breed off the moment, but she was also just such a joy to play with. We also had goats. We had a milk cow, pigs, so much going on.
Help? Did you feel like that helped you maneuver life, just relieve maybe a little bit of anxiety or uncertainty, knowing that you could just, like, you know, go love on a critter and they're not going to talk back. They're not going to give you any kind of issues. They're just going to be there for you.
Exactly. And yes, absolutely. Not only did my foster parents know how to love on us children, but they knew, and studies show that this is such a beneficial part of ensuring that these kids coming out of such traumatic situations know that they're loved.
Right? Yeah. It's so important.
Yeah.
It's so important. Well, when we come back, we're going to, Philip, I want to chat with you. Philip, you're on the board, right?
I am.
Okay. Because I want to hear your story and how you kind of got connected with all of this.
Sure.
Okay. So farmplace.org is where you can go once again to learn more, to be able to give, to learn about the barn, about the foster house, everything that they are doing, this beautiful, beautiful ministry in LaGrange. So check it out, farmplace.org. And we're going to be back with Sarah and Kyle and Elvis, and you can learn more right along with me. Don't you love this opportunity to do ministry together? Yeah, I thought so. Stay close.